Dusk time and quiz answer. Well, dusk is now at 9:10, so that's the time to switch the lights on and to draw the curtains. And now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question. When we asked you, Concord is the capital of which US state? Well, we hope your knowledge of American states is better than us, because looking around, there are no knowing faces here. So it's not going to be a state that comes immediately to mind. We can guess, but the chances of being wrong are very much against us. So we will check. And the answer is New Hampshire. So congratulations if you knew that. Now for an item of information, especially for you listeners. Charities detail eye care priorities for the new government. The Eyes Have It Coalition of Charities and Organisations for the Visually Impaired has called on the new government to commit to ensuring that all those affected by eye conditions receive timely, expert care that can support the best possible outcomes. It is a partnership of the Macular Society, Fight for Sight, Vision Foundation, Royal National Institute of Blind People, Association of Optometrists, Royal College of Ophthalmologists, and Roche Products Limited. It said, despite the potentially life-changing impacts of sight loss, there is a crisis in access to vital NHS care and treatment. In England alone, around 611,000 people are currently waiting for their first specialist appointment with an ophthalmologist, often for extended periods. Ophthalmology also has more people waiting for a follow-up appointment than any other speciality in the NHS. Unsurprisingly, the current situation has considerable knock-on effects for the health and care system across the UK, with treatment of eye disease costing NHS and social care services £3.9 billion per year. And it's not just the NHS that is impacted. Sight loss is also estimated to cost the wider UK economy £25.2 billion every year. And this is set to rise as the prevalence of eye conditions increases. Reducing the prevalence of eye conditions by just 1% each year, however, will save the UK economy a total of £9.5 billion by 2050. The Eyes Have It is therefore calling on the government to commit to ensuring that all those affected by eye conditions receive timely, expert care that can support the best possible outcomes. In England, this should take the form of a much-needed national plan for eye care, setting out a bold vision for delivering coordinated and strategic action across the whole of the eye care pathway. Delivering a plan, developed in consultation with experts and patients, can play a pivotal role in effectively managing patients through measures such as improved prevention, earlier intervention, and effective utilisation of workforce capacity across the whole pathway. The time is now to future-proof eye care services and prevent avoidable sight loss. The government must ensure that people living with eye conditions have access to the care, support, and treatment they both need and deserve, and promote good eye health to prevent further sight loss across the UK. So now I'm going to hand you back to my colleagues for more items of local news.